We're on Memhei Omed Aleph, the first big line. Nimtza Tamun Begal Otoli Be'ilan. Lein Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda Hivalo Rabbanan. Our Mishnah that says that if he's hidden in the ground or hidden in a mound, that you don't make Egla Rufa. Maybe it only goes like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rabbanan. The Tanya, the Shochach to Omer Basoda. Halacha is that if you forget an ear of wheat in the field, a bunch of wheat, so it's shikha and you have to leave it there for the aniyim. So that's only basoda, prat l'tamun, div Rabbi Yehuda. But if it's hidden, right, if it's buried under something, that's not called shikha, because it says basoda. So yisiva chachamim rorim basoda, l'rabu sasatamun, just the opposite. Basoda means anywhere in the soda, even if it's covered up, even if it's buried. So we see from here, it's machlokis, whether something buried is included or not included. So maybe our mission that says that buried is not included only goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rav, afilu teimu rabbonin. No, our mission could even go like rabbonin. Hocha minyoni dekra, v'hosa minyoni dekra. You have to know how to darshan the psukim. Over there, basoda comes to tell me not, what's it called, even tamun, and over here, not tamun. Why? Dechsiv, ki motzei cholol, heichad mishtakach. Right? If we just say, ki motzei cholol, you'd find a dead body. So anywhere you find it. It wouldn't be any qualification. No limitation. Bo adama, prat lo tamun. Therefore, when it says bo adama, it means on the surface, not hidden. V'hosam in yonah dekra. Over there, just the opposite. Dechsiv, ki siktor ketzircha b'sodecha. Starts off with what you're harvesting. V'shochach to omer. Shikcha dumia dekotzer. There, the opposite. Without a special pasuk, I would say that what is forgotten has to be similar to the harvest. Ma kotzer begoli, just like the harvest is what you're harvesting above the ground. Av shikcha begoli. So too, what you forget has to be above the ground. Therefore, kosev rachmona, basod el rabos is atom. Therefore, the Torah came along to say that Adarabba, over there, you need a pasuk to tell me that Tamun is what's it called, is also called Shikha. So therefore, the Rabbanan could agree with our Mishnah, except over there is different than over here. That's Rashi. Basoda, the Shochach to Omer Basoda, Rabbi Yehuda Mashm Basoda al Pnei Hasoda. Rabbi Yehuda says that it means on the face of the field and not something buried. Rabbanan mashma b'sol chasoda, even in the field, meaning buried. So just like over here, we say that the cholo can't be buried; it only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. It says no. Hosam minyana dekra tzrich lemidrashay. The way you learn the pasuk is different in each place. V'hacham minyana dekra mitidroshlei. Gabi chol k'siv ki motzei chol kol heichad mishtakach v'afilu taman. If the Torah would have just said ki motzei cholo, I'd say anywhere, include even buried. Therefore, when the Torah qualifies it and says ba'adama, it must come to exclude something buried, because without that, I would say it is included. The tidrosh be'al pneho adama, right? And you learn adama means on the face of the field, of the earth, not inside. Dila rebuye lo itzrich, because it can't come to be marbe even if it's buried, because I would need a pasuk to tell me that. Even without the pasuk, I would know even buried is included. So it must come to exclude buried. Av shikha begoli. Masha'en came over there, without any special qualification, I would say that the shikha has to be like the harvest. Open. Therefore, if I have a pasuk, it comes to tell me, even buried. V'havi mimaya tamun. Mi mashmusa. Ilav the hoda rabbi. Therefore, over there, the pasuk is marbe tamun, and here it's mimayit. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda nami tepiklei mishikha dumya dekotzer, right? L'chara, according to Rabbi Yehuda also, right? Why doesn't he learn over there from shikha dumya dekotzer that it has to be on the, what's it called, exposed? So Rabbi says, eino chinami. He does learn it from over there, from shikha dumya, and that's why he says that tamun is not shikha. The ela basoda lomali, so why you need basoda? Mi boilei l'rabo shikha's kama. You need it to come to tell me that even if you forget something that is still connected to the ground, that's also called shikha. For Rabbanan shikha is kama minorle, the Rabbanan who learned the pasuk to be mar betamun, So where do they know shikhas kama? Nafkalu michi siktsor ketzircha besodecha. Right? It's all ribuyim. Besodecha. Rabbi Yehuda miboylech rabbo. Rabbi Yehuda used that pasuk for a different thing. Like rabbo. Amr Rabbi Lazar. The Amr Rabbi Bo, Amr Rabbi Lazar, prat l'shitzofu omrim l'toch sodech adera. Right? If the omrim floated over to somebody else's field, that's not called shikha. It has to be besodecha, in your field. And the Rabbanan learned besodecha means even if it's connected to the ground. The Rabbanan mi besodecha. They learn it from the fact that it could have said basodeh. It says besodecha only in your field, but if it floats over to somebody else's field, not. Rabbi Yehuda besodeh, besodecha lo mashmalei. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan the difference between besodeh and besodecha. And therefore he needs the other pasuk to tell me, what's it called, that if it floats into somebody else's yard, that it's not shikha. See Rashi. L'shikhas kama, she'im shochach zoviv achas liktzor, koi aloha belo soshiv lekachto. Even if you forgot to harvest a certain portion of your field, right, up to a certain shear, there's a shear of how much is called shikha and how much is not, but if you forgot to harvest that less than that shear, then it's also called shikha. V'hochi mashma v'shochachto omer o v'shochachto basode. Either you forgot an omer or you forgot it, the field itself. Nafkilhumi besodecha v'shochachto kori beish shochach is ksas sodehu. Shetzofu omrim l'tos dechadero, shenoshvo haruach, the wind blew, the heirimo es haomrim, and it blew the omrim min haaretz, the chief on the tos dechadero, they floated into somebody else's yard. The shochan, and they forgot them there, kesover shen shalo. Nafka mi besodcha velo besodechadercha, delo havishecha. So we learn from besodcha has to be in your field, not if you forgot it in somebody else's field. Rabbanan miyuta de soda chadero nafka lehum mida havi le lemichtov ki siksor kitzircha besoda v'shochachto. See, besodecha, that's where I know that if it went into somebody else's field, that it's not shikha. Okay. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. Sofui omrim l'toch sodehu mahu. What if the omrim are not touching the ground, but they're floating above the ground in your own field? Avir sode kesode domi, is the air above the field considered like a field? And here it's not floating in the air, it's on something else, where there's a chatzitza. So it's above the field, but it's not on the field itself. Right? If you need, what's it called, is the air above the field considered like the field or not? It has to be mamish on the ground. Olav. Olav kesode domi. Omer le Rav Kahana le Rav Papai, va'amri lo Rav Kahana le Rav Zvid, tifshut le mid Rav Avo. Omer Rav Elazar. Let's learn from Rav Elazar Elazar. Because he said, the Omer prat l'shitzofu omrim l'tosod dechadero. Dechadero in l'tosodei ulo. Mashma, if it floated into somebody else's yard, that's when you're, somebody else's field, that's when you're potter from shikra. But mashma, but if it floated in your own field, you'd be chayiv. It has to be somebody else's field and floated. So what are you telling me? That it has to be floated in somebody else's field? But if it's stam blew into somebody else's field and it's mamish on the ground, you'd be chayiv in shikha? Is that true? He learns it from the word sodecha, and it's not your sodeh. So it has nothing to do with the fact that it's not touching the ground in somebody else's field. Even if it blew into somebody else's field and it's touching the ground, you'd be potter. Ela l'toch sodeh chadero v'afilu munachim. Right, Rabbi Vol said, the name of Rabbi Lazar, is that if it blew into somebody else's field, even if it's on the ground, it's not shikha. The haidik omer tzofu, right, the only reason it said floated, the lo meshkachas lo ela betzofu. It couldn't get into somebody else's yard unless it was blown into there. Right, it didn't walk by itself. So therefore, that's the way it got in there. Ben Erchanami, if in the end it's on the ground itself, you're also what's it called, potter from shikha. And therefore there's no raya from there that if it's not on the ground in your field that you're chayev or potter. It could be either way, right? There's no raya from the fact that Rebbe Lazar said that if it floated in somebody else's field, then you're potter, mashman in your own field, you'd be chayev. It's not true. It has nothing to do with being floating in somebody else's field. If it's in somebody else's field, you're potter no matter what. And the only reason it said sofu is because that's how it got there. Rashi, Safu Omrim Latosadeu, Shahayu Mutalim Agabi Evan, or Omud, or Zu Al Zu, wasn't on the ground itself. Either it was on a stone, or it was on something else, or one Omer on top of another one. The top one is now Tsafu. It's not touching the ground. It's mashma now that it blew into somebody else's yard and landed on something there. So you see, that's the only time you're potter. But if it landed on something in your yard, you'd be chayiv. Mar says, no, it's not true. Well, the Taneich, the Tov Sodech Haveru Tzofu, Agabi Evan, Hudim Mimayit, Avamunachim Lomiyit, the reason we say that somebody else's field is part because it says besodcha and not somebody else. What does that have to do with the fact that it's not touching the ground? Over there where it says it floated into somebody else's yard, it doesn't mean remained floated, in other words, off the ground. Over there where it went into somebody else's field, even if it's on the ground itself, it's still not shikha because it says sodecha. Why did it say then it floated? Could have said it's on the ground in somebody else's field. Because the only way it can get there is if it blew in, right, off the ground. If it remained on the ground, it wasn't going to get there. Okay, but the Maisa, now, in the end, it could be even on the ground. So there's no Raya, what would be if it's off the ground in your field? Maybe it's Chayiv, maybe not. Okay, Toshma, so now we still have the Shaila. What happens if it's in your field, it's not touching the ground? Toshma, Omer Shehegzik Bolo Lichu Le'ir. Right, you have an Omer that you picked up, and you were going to bring it to the city. And then, V'hinichu Al Gabi Chaveiro, and you put it on top of the other Omrin, so now it's soft, it's not touching the ground. V'shokho, so, and you forgot it. And you forgot the other ones too. Hatachton shikha, the one that's touching the ground, the one that's underneath, that you put it on top of, is shikha. The helion eno shikha, but the top one's not shikha. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Reb Shimon, shneihem enom shikha. Right, both of them are not shikha. Hatachton v'neishu tamun, the top one, the bottom one is not shikha because it's covered. And we said that if it's covered, hidden, it's not shikha. The helion neishu tzof, and the top one is because it's not touching the ground. So ad kan lo pligele betachton. Aber be'elyon divrei akol lo havi shikha. They only argue on the bottom one if it's shikha or not. But the top one everybody holds is not shikha. So we see from here that something that's not touching the ground in your field is not shikha. Mar says, no, shani hosim kiven da achzik bei zocha bei. The reason for the Rabbanon, why they say it's the top one's not shikha, is not because it's not touching the ground. Because you picked it up to bring it to the city, you were kone it. And now it's not shikha. Shikha is something you forgot that you never picked up. So the reason the top one is, according to the Rabban, is not because it's soft, but because, what's it called, and even according to Reb Shimon, is because you picked it up, and you kone it, and therefore, once you kone it, there's no such thing as shikha. The Mor says, Ihochi, my iri agabe chadero, afilu besodin nami. If that's the case, then why did the case talk where he put it on top of another one? Even if you put it on the ground, it's not going to be shikha because you were kone it. What does that have to do with the fact that it's on another one? Where says Enochinami? The high diktoni agabe chaveiro mishum tachton. The only reason it said you put it on top of the other one is in order to make a machlokus if the bottom one is shikha or not because it's covered. But Enochinami, out the top one it would be potter even if it wasn't on top of something else, even if it was in the field. Aye, the Gemara says Vahomet neshu tzafkomer. The Maaser of Shimon said the reason is because it's tzaf, because it's floating, it's not touching the ground. Mar says, "An aim of neshu kitzof. It's if it would be floating, not why because you picked it up. That's then we're calling it, but it's nothing to do with the fact that it's floating. That's not the reason why it's potter." Rashi, shehirzik bolo lichol leir sokadaycha hashad the urcha de milson nokat v'lav davka. Now we think that that's an irrelevant point that you picked it up to take it to the city, and the halacha depends not on how you picked it up, but where it is now. In the end, the Gemara says, no, that was a very significant point. That's why you're potter from Shikha, because you picked it up. Zochu be v'sulo havicha. Once you pick it up and you're zoch in it, it's not Shikha. The ba'inin shachoach mi koro. Ki the omar v'bav metziah v'perakama. Had to be something you forgot from the beginning, not that you picked it up and then you forgot it later. That's not Shikha. Mipnei shu kitzaf, That's what it means. It's as if it's still floating in his hand. That's what tsaf over here means. Tsaf doesn't mean that it's not touching the ground. It means as if it's still in his hands. Okay. Omer Abaya, Hareini keven azay b'shukei Tveria. Abaya said, well, I feel today like Ben Azay b'shukei. Ben Azay used to stand in Shukei Tveria and answer everybody's questions. So Abaya said, today I feel like that. I can answer any questions you want to ask. So he said, fine, here's the question. You have two corpses, one on top of the other. Okay? You find a double corpse, right? Split-level corpse. One on top of the other. Mehechan hu moded. Right? Where do you measure from? Which corpse? Min b'mino havitamun, u min b'mino lo havitzath. One possibility is that since they're both corpses, so it's min b'mino, so it's still considered covered. So the bottom one doesn't count. He's not going to make chiyuv an egla rufa because he's covered. But the top one, since he's on something that's similar to it, it's not a chatzitza, and it's considered like it's on the ground. So the top one you do count, and the bottom one you don't count. So you measure from the top one, right? Ume'elyon mode. Then you would measure only from the top one, because the bottom one doesn't necessitate negla rufa, only the top one. O dilma, min b'mino havitzaf, u min b'mino lo havitamun. Maybe the opposite, right? The guy underneath is not considered covered, because since he's covered by a body, that's not considered covered, because the same body is a body. But the top guy is not touching the ground, so he's considered floating. So therefore, only the bottom one necessitates an egla rufa, not the top one. So you measure from the bottom one, right? Umatachto moded. O dilma, maybe possibly min b'mino havitamun, min b'mino havitzaf. Both of them, even though it's min b'mino, the top, the bottom one's considered covered, and the top one's considered floating, and none of them necessitate egla rufa, and you don't measure anything. Velo mitachton mode, velo me'elyon mode. That's a shaila. Amarlei tenisuha. Omer shechzik bo. We have a similar case by the Omer. Omer shechzik bo lo licho leir. The inicho agabe chaveiro v'shacho hatachton shikha ve'elyon eno shikha. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Reb Shimon, Shnei Amenim Shikha, Hatachton Neshu Tamun, Va'elyon Neshu Tzav, Savrua, the Honey Tanoi, Reb Yehuda Svirulahu, the Om Vasa, the Pratla Tamun. Right, these Tanoim hold by Reb Yehuda, by a Tamun, that it wouldn't be Chayev in Shikha. My lab, Behoka Mifli, so what's the Machlokas, the Tanakama and Reb Shimon? The Mar Sovra, Min Bemino Havi Tamun, right, that min b'mino is tamun, and therefore it's not shikha. Umar sarver lo havi tamun, the other one holds, no, it's not tamun, that's a machlokas. Whether something that's covered by something similar of itself, is that called covered or not? So Morris says, lo. Ikrab Yehuda sfira lehu dekuli alma min minu havi tamun. If they would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that tamun is pater from shikha, everybody would hold that covered with something that's its own min is also called covered. They're arguing just in that thing. Is Tamun Pater or not? The Tanakhama holds that what's it called? That Tamun is not Pater, like the Rabbanan, and Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yehuda. Rabbanan ke Rabbanan, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda ke Reb Yehuda. So Mar says, Yehachi my ira gabi chadero, afilu ba'ofer v'tzror nami. Right? Why is then different if it's on something else, even if it would be hidden in something else? It wouldn't be chayiv. Ain't hachinami. Lahodiach a kochad Reb Yehuda da omra afilu min b'mino havitam. Ain't hachinami. If it was covered with something else, also it would be potter. But the what's it called would be chayiv if your whole tamun is not potter. We want to tell me the koach of Reb Yehuda that even if it's covered with something of its own kind, right? Still, it's what's it called considered tamun. Rashi tenisua lechada minayu de plug shehi b'tamun. Right, at least one of them we can know from this machlokas that tamun is a machlokas. Aval tzaf lo poshet lamina. But here we don't know what would be the halacha of tzaf. To hokim the time of the elyon mishum the arzik behu the tzaf lo yadin and may havi ala. Because we already said that this case is not a case of tzaf. That's the reason it's potter. The reason it's potter because you were konet. Savrua rabbanan de may medrasha the bol the mifshat mina the plugs of the tamun the min b'mino who. Right, that now when we're thinking that this machlokas is revolves around the shaila, whether something covered with its own kind is considered covered or not, right? We assume that everybody holds the Hani Tanoya Filu Tanakama, the Omer Tachton Shikha Krav Yehuda Svirale, that if it would be Taman, you'd be Potter. So it must be that if it's covered with its own thing, and the Rabbanan say it is Shikha, that what's it called? It's not considered covered. The time is shum demin b'mino lo havik tamu. Okay. Tamu Rabbanan. Let's go on. Cholol velo chanuk. Cholol means it was killed with a metal instrument or a sharp instrument. Like a cholol means that he was killed like a sword or something like that. Chalal cheref. So the word chalal always means a person who was killed with a sword or something similar. Velo chanuk, not if he was strangled. So he wasn't killed with something that pierced his body. Cholol velo mefarper. He has to be dead. Not that you found him still moving. Ba'adama velo tamu, right? Has to be in the adama, but not hidden on the ground, but not in the ground. Begal velo tamu begal, not buried in a mound. No fel velo toli ba'ilan. He has to be on the ground and not hanging from a tree. Besode velo tzof al pnei amayim, in a field and not floating on the water. All of those are excluded from igla rufa. Rabbi Lazar Omer Bekulon im hoya cholol orphan. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, in any way that they're what's it called, that the guy is dead, even in these situations, you are oref. You make igla rufa. Tanya Omer Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer lo Rabbi Lazar, iatamodesh im hoya chonuk umutul ba'ash b'shein orphan. Right? Al mecholo v'lo chonuk. Right? Don't you agree that if the guy was strangled and thrown in a garbage heap, you don't measure? Right, so you see, we do darshin cholol and not chanuk. Hachanami bo adama velo tomun begal nofa velo toli beilin besode velo tzofa gabi mayim. Then the other ones also, right? Why do you not exclude the other cases if you surely would exclude the difference between a cholol and a chanuk? Because you also say it has to be a guy who was killed with a sword. But if he's killed with a sword, even if he's hanging from a tree, right? That was like Avshalom. He got stuck with his hair in the tree, and then they pierced him through. So he's a cholol, but he's toli be'ila. Or any of the other cases. Why don't you exclude all the other cases and darshan the words? Why did you only darshan the word cholol, but not the other ones? Right? Rabbi Lazar, cholol yaseiraksiv. No, because cholol, it says twice. So therefore, that is significant. But the other things, it only says once. That's only talking about the normal way that it is. But it doesn't exclude the other ways. Rashi, cholol, lo mikri ele bichli barzel ke'en cheret. Chalal cheret. Has to be the guy was killed with some metal instrument that pierced his body. Bekulon afilu mefarper tzof v'tamun v'toli. And Rabbi Lezer argues, and he says, no, that as long as the guy's a cholol, it doesn't make a difference where he is, you still make egla rufa. Umutl ba'ashba d'lo havi tzof v'lo tamun v'lo toli afilu hachi ein orfin d'cholol kabois al mekrok edachsibois. You do darshan the pasuk specific when it comes to cholol. And you would agree if the guy is not a cholol, he was strangled, and he's on a garbage heap, not buried, not hanging, he still would be potter. So why is the rest of the pasuk significant? Chol yiseiraksiv hakrovim el hacholol. Says again, v'od chalolim tuva lemedrash chol dafka v'lo chonuk. So chol, it mentions a few times, that's dafka. The other things, the pasuk is just telling you the normal way that it happens, but it's not excluding if it happens a different way.